Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. As we're being brought to you from the Lead Bunker Studio right here. And also, I'd like to thank our sponsors bringing you this program each and every day. Thank you so much to Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. Brought to you by Knutson's, your outdoor convenience store. And, of course, brought to you by my buds, Bud Light, and Mick Ultra. Right now, we're going to make our way to the Ray Snell Sports Line. No one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell, heading to the Ray Snell Sports Line. And we're going to welcome to the program Greg Hoffman. He's the varsity wrestling coach for Western. Greg, you know, it's been a long time. Our listeners don't know, but you and I have had a history, worked together in other capacities before. And Greg, it's just so great to hear your voice and have a chance to talk with you again.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. It's always good to promote our program and wrestling as a whole.
Yeah. So now you tell us a little bit about, well, before we get too far into this, I do want our listeners to know, if they haven't heard already, that your team, the team, got through districts last week with a win and are heading on to regionals coming up this week on Wednesday. So you've got some great success under your belt. We'll cover that in a little more detail here in just a second. But let's talk about the season as a whole right now. How has your team done and progressed throughout the season so far?
Yeah, we've done pretty well. There's been a lot of ups and downs. Still, we're dealing with COVID. And just wrestling in general, there's a lot of things that you can pop up to, you know, you expect a certain lineup, and then all of a sudden you're missing a key player. So, but, you know, we've weathered the storm and have gotten through it the best we can. And we've had some success along the way, so.
Yeah, it's really good. And some of the kids, you know, it's such a weird thing with high school wrestling because it's a team sport, but it's also an individual sport. It's really, I guess the only thing that would come close to this would be track, with it being a team sport yet individual also. So let's talk about some of those individuals. How have some of the kids on the team been doing this year? And there any that you'd like to spotlight with their success?
Yeah, pretty well. We have 7 seniors that have been on the team for the last 4 years. So it's a nice class, a couple juniors, but we also have some freshmen that have been starting for us. So, you know, we've been kind of having those seniors kind of lead the way and help, kind of lead this team. So, but Lincoln Raskowski, has 1 loss now. I think he's 41-1. And my heavyweight, Dominic Hansinger, he's also 41-1. So they've been having a lot of success, and hopefully that'll continue. Lincoln wrestles at 130 pounds for us.
Okay. And now individual districts, they just took place recently. And how'd your kids do in districts?
Pretty well. We had 3 district champs, Lincoln and Dom won. And then also A.J. Eichenberg won, which was awesome for him. He went in as a number 6 seed in the tournament, which, based on his record and some past losses, he had kind of an uphill battle just to place, and he ended up winning it. So he beat the number 4 seed, and then he beat the number 1 seed to get the finals, and then he won in the final. So he had just an awesome day. Jacob Singleton took 2nd. He's been having a great year for us, another senior. The 4 of those guys are all seniors. Gage Parker's another senior leader for us. He just came off an injury, and he just came back from the last 3 weeks. So he's, you know, he had a really nice season last year, placed 7th in the state. And he's actually coming back early. It was a 3-to-6 week process, and he came back after 3. So, you know, we're just, he made it through districts, trying to get him on to regionals and the team regional and see what goes from there. Also, we had, and then we also had another, a junior place 4th.
Okay.
Colin Doderline.
Okay.
And then Gage took 4th, so.
All right.
It was a nice day.
Yeah, that was a great day. And next round for regionals, what, this coming weekend?
Yeah, we have the individual regionals this weekend, and the top four will move on to state.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about the team event that happened last week. Your first round, you went up against Northwest, and that ended up being a really close. Well, both were pretty close, but that ended up being kind of a squeaker. You got out of that one just by 2 points. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was it was a tough duel, and it always is against them. It just seems like we always match up well, and it always seems to come down to single digit score. We actually beat them earlier in the year by 3, and then came back and beat them by 2. So, one of the key matches was our 215 pounder Braxton Nichols had just lost to their 215 pounder at the conference tournament a week before, and then he ended up pinning him on Thursday. So that was huge. We knew that was a big momentum boost for us, and it, you know, that ended up being, you know, one of the key victories in the meet.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I absolutely love about wrestling, especially at the high school level. I mean, anything can happen at any time. Obviously, those that have, you know, have the skill and have gone through it since in kindergarten, have gone through My Way or some of the other programs, they tend to be favored to win. But, I mean, just like one wrong move, one quick mistake, even if they're up on points, you know, anything can happen. It can be turn around and get the pin in such quick fashion. You never know what's going to happen when the two kids hit the mat.
Yeah.
I love high school wrestling.
Yeah, and you'll hear a little bit about that against the Chelsea meet too. So,
all right,
a perfect example of that. So,
well, let's segue into it. Let's talk about that Chelsea meet. You squeaked by Northwest by 2 points. Now you get to the final in the district against Chelsea, and that ended up being a 39-35 victory. So, tell us what happened in Chelsea.
Yeah, so you know, after the Northwest match, it was, you know, a matter of getting these kids calmed down and back on focus. To wrestle a big meet against Chelsea, because we knew that was going to be a close one too. Similar matchups, and we knew it was going to be a tough duel. So we got them refocused. Our goal was to win the district after we took second in the conference, which was a little disappointing. But we got things together, and things were kind of going as planned. We won a few here, lost some, and it was a close meet, and then towards the end, we started, I believe, at 189 pounds, and so we got to our 140 pounder, and things weren't looking great for us. We felt like we needed a few wins, and we knew they had some really tough kids up top towards the end of the lineup. So anyway, our 140 pounder went out, Nolan Watola. Actually, I think we bumped him up to 145. So. And he was losing 6-1 against a really, really good kid, just good quality wrestler. And second period, and Nolan's pretty dangerous with some of his moves, and he put the kid on his back, and all of a sudden the official slapped the mat, and we got the fall. So it was looking like we were going to lose the match, and then we got the pin. So that's, you know, if we lose that by, you know, a 5-3, 4-point decision, and then we get the pin. That's a 9-point swing in the meet. So we end up winning by 5. So you can look at that as really one of those matches where you were talking about earlier. You know, you're losing, but you just don't give up and, you know, go through a little adversity and end up winning the match. So
what are you telling?
So that was huge.
What are you telling your kids on the mat at that point when they're down, but you know they got it in them to win? What are you telling them?
Well, there's not much you can say. We don't have timeouts
right
during the match, so you know, unless the kid's injured or there's some reason there's stoppage. So there's not a lot you can say. You just have to hope that things that you taught them, you know, come through. And you know, there's always some things that go against you, and some things that, you know, are a little more for you. And you know, we fortunately got that one. So.
So coming up this week, you head into regional action, And I'm trying to pull up the regional right now while we're talking with you. You're in regional action, and you're taking on
Mason in our first round.
Mason in the first. All right, so tell us. There it is. Yeah, you got Mason. You also have Fowlerville and Lansing Waverly all in that region. So Mason in the first round. What do you know about Mason? I'm sure you faced some of the kids in individual action. What do you know about Mason, and what do you have to do to get out of that region with a win?
Yeah, we saw a lot of them on Saturday and took some notes, and so we'll already started looking over their lineup and the possibilities. It's going to be tough. They're ranked 6th in the state, at least the last I knew. They're a real solid team, a great program. You got a lot of young, good kids, and then they got some experienced upperclassmen as well. It's going to be a tough duel, but it's a winnable duel. I think if these guys go out and we wrestle, everybody's got to wrestle at their best. I don't know if we can have any, you know, disappointments and have a shot, but you know, everybody wrestles their best, and we go after it. I think it's a possibility. So
okay,
we're looking forward to the challenge, and I know these kids believe they can win. So
all right,
we'll see what happens.
And did you prospect at all with Fowlerville or Lansing Waverly, or your focus right now is just on Mason?
Yeah, well, the focus is on Mason, but I also looked over Fowlerville and Waverly a little bit too. I think Mason's going to be the toughest test. Obviously, if we get through that, that'd be a big win, and then we'll have to again refocus for another duel. Mason's probably on paper the strongest team in that region, but you just never know. All these teams have good, solid kids, including us. So
yeah,
we'll see.
All right,
looking forward to it.
We'll see. Absolutely. Well, Coach Hoffman, man, we do appreciate the opportunity to talk with you. We're wishing you and your kids all the best of luck, not only on Wednesday, but in regionals coming up this weekend. And just enjoy the heck out of it. And we'll be following you, all right?
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks, Mark.
This is Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.